everybody has their unique ability. So I have a dishwasher who reached out to me and said, I need a job and I need a second chance at life. And I said, okay, we've got some boundaries, but come on up and interview. Ileana is from Honduras. She actually worked with me a little bit last year. She sent me a text message and said, hey, I'm getting ready to graduate. I don't have a job for the summer. Do you need somebody to help me, to help you out doing anything like nannying the kids or do you need a personal assistant? I'm like, no, I don't need that, but I'm opening this bakery. Are you interested in that? And she said, absolutely. So she came back. Melanie is a mom, says, I love to bake. I can commit to 2 to 3 hours a day. I don't live too far away. And here's my skill set. And I said, 2 or 3 hours a day? Yeah. And the decorator sent me an Instagram message that said, I noticed you opened a place on the square. I'm going to have a baby in October. I just want something part-time during the day, you know, a few days a week. And I said, okay, that's great. So I kind of felt like these are people reaching out to me who want to work instead of me trying to identify a hiring procedure and hoping that people really did want to work. So it's worked out that way. They all want to work. They all come in and do exactly what they said they were going to do. And I think that's really rare. And I compensate them for it, and they get pastries and drinks and whatever. You know, we do family lunch once a week so that we can talk about what's working, what's not. And it is really a team. So I don't know that I built the team. The team just came together, and it's working. And I want to make sure that it keeps working. So I just listen, you know, what do you need from me? Because these are the things I need from you. And I'm very vocal about what I need, which is probably odd to a lot of people. And I say, this is exactly what I need and exactly when I need it. And respectfully, who can fill in those gaps?